You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello there. You're about to watch an episode of The Daily Show. That means there's some news and some jokes on the way. So if you like laughing and news, you're in the right place, honey.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, migrants go to Washington. Riri is showing off her baby bump. And Jerrod Carmichael. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Somebody shake him. All right, he's alive. We're good. All right, take a seat, everybody. Take a seat. Thank you so much for being here. We've got a really fun show for you today. One of the hottest comedians, Jerrod Carmichael, is joining me on the show today. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be talking about the big story in New York that's got everyone talking. But before that, let's jump straight into today's headlines. Our first story kicks off in Texas, easily one of my favorite states to visit. Yeah, the last time I went to Texas, Ted Cruz took me out to all of his favorite restaurants. Yeah, and everything had spit in it, but it was still delicious. It really was. So I'm definitely going back. But over the past few years, Texas's governor has been scaling back the state's hospitality, particularly towards undocumented immigrants. He's had them arrested. He's called out the National Guard. He even told citizens to, quote, take matters into their own hands. Yeah. But last week, Governor Abbott, he took things to a whole new level when he decided to start busing illegal immigrants from Texas all the way to Washington, D.C. Yeah, as a way to hit back at the Biden administration's immigration policies. And now, the first bus has arrived.
About an hour ago, the first bus full of migrants from Texas arrived right outside the Fox Bureau in Washington, D.C.
This bus took off from Del Rio, Texas. It left Saturday at 4 p.m., I'm told, and has traveled for over 3 days straight to get here. There's a group from Nicaragua. I also spoke to six young men from Venezuela. I asked them what they wanted to do next. They said they wanted to go to Miami, and I asked if they were going to get there. They said they didn't know. They're here in this country. They're willing to work hard.
We're here in the food court at Union Station, where a lot of them have been getting something to eat because this was a 34-hour bus ride. They said they are very excited to be here. They feel welcome. They said that they know that they are a prop in all of this, but they wanted to come anyway.
You know, I don't care what anyone says. America is one of the craziest countries in the world. Because what is happening here, people? Do you see, like, what is happening here? One day the governor is building a wall to keep immigrants out, and the next day he's giving them a free ride to the Capitol? What are you doing? I also don't think that he fully thought this through. Because if you're trying to deter immigrants, don't you think this sends a mixed message? No? Huh? Yeah, because you realize they're going to be calling home like, yo, as soon as I crossed the border, they captured me and they took me to Washington, D.C. Hey, I think I want to meet the president. Oh, man, you guys got to come over as quick as you can. Say Greg Abbott sent you, man. It's crazy. Also, of all of the places to drop the people off, you chose Fox News' headquarters in D.C.? Really? How are you going to do that to Fox News, man? Those people are already terrified of imaginary immigrants. Now, what are they going to do when the real ones show up? Those people are panicking. Imagine that, like everyone showing up to the Fox Bureau. I bet in that office, everyone is screaming like, oh my God, the caravan is here. What? I thought we made that up. I thought so too. It's also interesting that the immigrants know that they're being used as pawns, but they're willing to get shipped out of Texas anyway. I like that. And I like their honesty. They're like, yeah, we get what's happening here, but we're fine. I guess maybe they just prefer to be in a state with a reliable power grid. That's what they were going for, you know? I also don't think this is actually going to personally annoy Joe Biden, you know? I don't think it's personally going to annoy him. Because, like, are we going to do this to get Joe Biden? What's it going to do to him? What, you think Joe Biden is going to be, what, waiting to get into the club? And then he's going to be like, damn, I'm behind, like, 15 Nicaraguan dudes. Oh, man, I'm never going to get in. That's not going to happen. Joe Biden doesn't wait in lines for the club. The man goes to bed after Jeopardy. Keeps things moving. But let's move on to our next story, which is about pregnancy. Yes, you know, how most of us were born. For a long time, you know who you are. For a long time, society has had a really weird relationship with pregnant women, you know, because on the one hand, it'll be like, ah, oh, beautiful mother bringing life into the world. But then on the other hand, society will be like, ah, I don't want to see it. Ah, can't you breastfeed without your boobs? Well, now, one of the world's biggest superstars is trying to help reshape how society looks at pregnant women.
A first look at Rihanna on the cover of Vogue, photographed by Annie Leibovitz, sharing details of her high-fashion pregnancy, saying, quote, when I found out I was pregnant, I thought to myself, there's no way I'm going to go shopping in no maternity aisle. I'm sorry, it's too much fun to get dressed up. I'm not going to let that part disappear because my body is changing. The music superstar has been redefining maternity wear since her pregnancy announcement in January, telling the magazine, quote, I'm hoping that we were able to redefine what's considered decent for pregnant women, adding, my body is doing incredible things right now, and I'm not going to be ashamed of that.
Yeah. What? You tell them, Riri. I love that. You know, I couldn't agree with her more. Like, women should show off that they're pregnant. Like, that's the most amazing thing in the world. Think about it. You're growing a person inside of you. You've basically turned into a studio apartment for 9 months. That's incredible. I don't even enjoy having people over at my place for more than a few hours. I can't imagine making that decision. Can you imagine if a friend was like, yo, dude, would it be cool if I crash in your stomach for like 9 months and then leave through your vagina? Yeah? No? All right, how about I just lean on the couch? Yeah, I'll stay on the couch, dude. I actually can't ever believe that women were made to feel ashamed of any part of getting pregnant. That's like one of the strangest things you think about in society. Because let me tell you something, man. If guys grew babies in our balls, we'd show that shit off everywhere. Yeah, our maternity pants would just have a hole in the front. We'd be like, 4 months, 4 months. You see that? 4 months. We're doing this. So I actually think it's pretty dope to have someone as influential and famous as Rihanna trying to destigmatize the pregnant body in everyday life as well. Because whatever Rihanna does, people will follow, you know? I mean, look at what she did for umbrellas. Before that, we were just getting wet. In fact, you know what should happen? After pregnancy, I hope that Rihanna will pick another societal issue to destigmatize. You know? I hope that issue is something important, like picking wedgies out of our butts in public. No, you guys, this is a bigger deal than people want to admit. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of doing that thing where I put my hand in my pocket like I'm looking for my keys, but then I'm secretly picking my underwear out from my ass. Why am I ashamed? Why is any of us ashamed, huh? Think about, statistically speaking, right now, half of this audience, you have a wedgie, right now. Right now, yeah. And you're afraid to take it out. Right now. So please, Rihanna, when you're ready, we need this. All right, let's move on. Because our final story is about school. Yeah, it's where you learn important life skills, like how to get hit by a dodgeball. I actually use that in the office every day. There are a lot of controversies about schools right now, you know, from the books that students read to the subjects that teachers teach to Meredith getting cast as the lead in the spring musical when clearly Allison is the better singer, but Meredith's mom runs the arts committee, so you know how that goes. But in Pennsylvania, they don't give a shit about any of those issues. No, they're arguing about lunch.
Parents are angry over what they call the lunch police. A school in Pennsylvania says they will search students' lunches to confiscate their snacks. The district says students have been bringing an excessive amount of chips, candy, and soda. Students will only be allowed now to bring one small bag of chips and one soda. Anything bigger or more will be thrown away. Parents criticize the decision, saying the school has no right to limit what a student eats. They also say students will not have to bring so many snacks if school lunches were bigger.
That's an interesting one. Look, on the one hand, I get what the school is doing. Junk food addiction is a real problem. You know? Yeah, I had a cousin who loved Pringles. And once he popped. He couldn't stop. He tried, but he couldn't stop. Oh, I'm gonna miss you, Tabby, so. I miss you so much. So I get putting some sort of limits on the sugar. You know, sugar makes kids go crazy. They can't concentrate. Like, if they all hopped up on sugar, how are they supposed to learn that racism ended in 1965? They can't concentrate. They can't think. But I will say this, I also agree with the parents. This seems like another example of school overreach. Like, American schools keep imposing all sorts of crazy restrictions, you know? It's like, oh, which food can you eat? What can you wear? How many guns can you bring in? We're in America, goddammit! It's not North Korea! I mean, it's one thing to make the rule, but searching kids for snacks, that's a violation of privacy. Not to mention a health risk. Because now, what are the kids gonna do? Probably gonna be sneaking cans of Sprite inside their butts like bags of heroin. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go, let's check in on the stock market with our good finance expert, Michael Costa, everybody.
Michael, thank you. So what's going on in the market today, man?
So the markets, I mean, look, actually, that last story, you know, that reminded me a lot. We'll get to this in a second, but the school lunches, I remember being a kid and feeling this way, because I used to get beat up every day at school for my brunch money, right? I went to private school, but here's the question that no one is asking, right? These confiscated chips, candies, and sodas, where are they going, everybody, okay? I got an answer for you. I bet you it's the lunch ladies that are grabbing them, because they're not going to eat the shit they're cooking. Am I right? So, right?
You onto something, man.
That's actually another thing. I'll get to this in a second, but, you know... When I was a kid, Trevor, I used to have food left on my plate, my mom would say, hey, you better eat that. Kids are starving in Africa. And I used to say to her, look, Mom, someday I'm going to work for an African, okay? And I'm going to ask that African. So I'm just going to, for a sec, if I got you while you're here. I mean, when I would finish my mom's tuna casserole, like, were you feeling that? You know what I mean? Like... I mean, it's not...
That's not how it worked.
But my mom would...
I think it was about gratitude. It's not how it worked. Like, we didn't know whether you finished your food or not.
All right. So I guess you call my mom a liar or something. Look, it seems to me, Trevor, that the only thing these schools aren't confiscating are guns. You know, I mean, they're looking through the backpack like, oh, here's a rifle, you can keep that. Here's a handgun, you can keep that. Oh, my God, what the hell is this? Sour Patch Kids? You know, sugar kills, Chandler, right?
All right, Costa, what's happening on the stock market?
Okay, look, this is simple, okay? I crush it at the stocks, dude. All right, look, everyone doesn't figure this out. You need to buy... here, okay? And when you look, take a step back, and you can see, when you buy here, it's going up. Now, you don't want to buy right here, okay? Right? Now, the company's in green, Trevor, and I'm just realizing this. Buy the green, right? Red, you don't want to do that shit. You get it? Okay?
Yeah, but you're trying to predict the future. This is not happening.
Trevor, if you take a step back, like, let's go with this green squiggly line right here, right? If you buy right there, you know, and then you sell there, you see why, you know what I'm saying? It's simple, dude.
Dude, how much money have you invested in the stock markets?
I do crypto, right? So, which reminds me, can I sleep at the studio tonight? Because I...
You said you were an expert. Michael Costa, everybody. And money. All right, we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to meet one of the heroes from the New York subway shooting, and Gerard Carmichael is joining us on the show. So don't go away.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. For those who don't know, The Daily Show is based in New York City, which is easily America's most famous pigeon toilet. Now, on a normal day in New York City, millions of people take the subway to work. But yesterday was far from a normal day.
The morning rush hour quickly turning to chaos when police say a gunman put on a gas mask and opened fire.
At about 8:30 a.m. Tuesday, panicked passengers on a Manhattan-bound train fled for their lives after a gunman set off a smoke bomb, then fired more than 30 rounds into the crowd. In another car, video shows riders trapped in a thick cloud of smoke, waiting for the train to pull into the station. Passengers were seen dragging each other to safety or performing first aid, while others fled to the street above.
Some good news is that none of the injuries appear to be life-threatening.
I get off the train, and the first thing I smell, the smoke that hit me in the face was not normal train smoke. This is like something's burning. It's thick. It's heavy.
Okay, first of all, thank God nobody died in this attack. That's the main thing, right? It's honestly a miracle, in fact. And kudos to all the people who stepped up to help each other in a crazy moment like this, you know? Because you saw the people helping and they were like assisting each other. You know, people always say that New Yorkers are selfish and rude and won't lift a finger for other people. And that's true on a normal day. On a normal day, New Yorkers are not trying to help anybody. Like, I actually remember when I first moved to New York, I was walking one day behind an old lady and her shopping bag broke and all her fruits and vegetables rolled out, right? And then instead of helping her, everyone just like bounced around the vegetables. Like everyone was just like dance revolutioning over the vegetables. No one helped. No one. And as a South African, I was like, this is crazy. What are you doing? Everyone just carried on with their day. I was like, yo, what a bunch of assholes. So then I bent down to like pick up some of her stuff and she was like, hey, don't touch my shit. Hey. I was like, okay, wow. Welcome to New York. But one thing I'll say about New York City, as someone who's been lucky enough to live here now for 7 years, is that when shit hits the fan, New Yorkers come together, man. Always, always. Because in that train station, people weren't just trampling other people. They were carrying the injured. They were performing first aid. Others were even looking for the shooter, looking for the shooter. It was one of the bravest things you could do. You know, and that's one thing I'll say about this city. You know, I don't know how to explain its energy. People ask me, what is New York like? New York is the best, worst city in the world. Yeah, it is. I don't know how else to explain. It's the greatest city I've ever lived in. And look, don't get it twisted. This was a scary day for New York, you know, because compared to other big cities, New York is actually a very safe place. And a mass shooting is not a regular occurrence here. They just don't happen. You know, so when something like this happens on the subway, it affects all New Yorkers because the subway is the lifeblood of New York. You know, it connects everyone when it works. Don't take it on the weekend. Don't even try. Yeah, I mean, the subway is like one of the few places in the world where you'll find a homeless person sitting next to a Wall Street banker, you know, whose deal has probably helped make that person homeless. Like, it's one of the few cities in the world where you can't ignore the fact that there are other human beings living a completely different experience to yours, but in the same place. That's what I think makes it special. You know, so the good news is today they arrested the suspected shooter, who apparently, yeah. They arrested the suspected shooter, who apparently drove here from Philadelphia. And, like, can I just say, do not bring your shit into New York, okay? Like, I don't care who you are, where you're from, don't bring your shit into New York. We don't need people bringing in more problems from the outside. We've already got enough going. We don't even have a place to put our garbage, okay? We're dealing with things. We need to deal with that before we deal with mass shootings. Like, if you're thinking, oh, I'm gonna go to New York and shake things up, trust me, they're already shaken up. You're not helping. Especially in the subway. Now, I don't know if you've ever been on the subway, but the subway is one place where even on a normal day, you never know what's gonna happen. Yeah, maybe you just listen to your podcast and everything is normal. Or maybe a rat masturbates on your shoe. Could be an uneventful ride. Or you could get pulled in as a fourth member of a mariachi band. You don't know. Or this could be the day that liquid on the floor finally touches your shoe. You don't know. Yeah, you know the liquid, you see? You know the liquid. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You never know. Never know, man. There's a baby selling Twizzlers. That the subway's just happening. And speaking of the problems we have in New York City, they probably could have found this guy even sooner if New York had its shit together. Because, first of all, the train conductor tried to tell the cops which way the shooter ran, but nobody could understand, because, like, the shooter's got to have had a friend. 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 And then, when they tried to check the security cameras, this happened.
None of the security cameras inside the 36th Street station were transmitting pictures as the train bearing the suspect entered the station. Sources tell CBS2 that cameras at the two stops on either side of the 36th Street station, 45th Street and 25th Street, also had the same connection problems. The MTA has approximately 10,000 cameras at its 472 stations. All were operational, except those three, sources say.
Really? Out of 10,000 cameras in the subway system, the only three that weren't working are the ones that could have helped, really? Oh, that's a crazy stroke of bad luck if it were true. Look, man, if you live in New York, you know the truth. The subway cameras never work. None of them, ever. Yeah, that's why every station has those signs that say, if you see something, say something. They don't see anything. They know their cameras won't see shit. We don't even know if those are real cameras. I bet if you crack them open, there's just like chocolate inside. We don't know. We assume it's a camera. But let's not get hung up on the details here. The important thing is that those cameras cost New York taxpayers $800,000 each. Don't forget that. That's all that matters. So you might be asking, if the cameras weren't working, how did they catch the guy? Well, I'll tell you how. New Yorkers, we our own cameras.
Zach Tahon, who was installing surveillance cameras on a business, initially saw James. He knew that face that had been circling on social media, and he went with his gut, flagging down police officers on the street on First Avenue near St. Mark's Place.
And I was working and I gashed him, God, thank God. And when I see the bag, and he was walking on the street, I told the people, I see the car police come from the street, told the police, yo, this is the guy, he killed the seven people from the Brooklyn. We need to catch him today. If we don't want to catch him, I kill him. Because this is the guy. Like, he killed seven people, how is it going to be like this? And we catch him. Thank God. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. What? What? That's what I'm talking about, Zach. Everyone should be cheering his name. Zach, 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 Zach. Yeah! Whatever you do, don't check his old tweets. We don't care. We don't want to know. He's our hero. We're keeping him. And how amazing is it? How amazing is this for the story that Zach is a security camera installer? That's what he does for a living. Yes, he was installing a security camera when this happened, huh? So if the city had hired Zach to fix their busted-ass subway cameras, then maybe Zach wouldn't have had to get them out of this mess in the first place. Yeah. And so I say, now that Zach Tahan is a New York City hero, it's time to honor him the New York City way by naming an absolutely disgusting sandwich at a deli after him. So you'll be like, oh, what, you want ham and egg and marinara sauce on buttered rye? Yeah? All right, one Zach Tahan coming up. Let's get it right up, people. It's coming, it's coming. So, thank you. Thank you to Zach. Thank you to all the New Yorkers who stepped up on the subway yesterday, because this event turned out a whole lot better than it could have. And you know, whatever this guy intended to do to New York, it didn't work. Yeah? Because let me tell you, man, New York is a tough place. After 9/11, New York bounced back. After Hurricane Sandy, New York bounced back. After COVID, people were like, oh, New York is never gonna come back. Oh, get out while you can, Trevor. It's come back. It's come back. Yeah. People were like, oh, all the places are gonna be empty. Oh, people have moved back in. Rents are higher than ever before. Yeah, I don't know why I said that like it's a good thing, but still, the point is, this city keeps coming back, and that's what makes it the greatest city in the world. Don't go away. Gerard Carmichael joins us right after the break.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is the talented comedian and actor, Gerard Carmichael. He's here to talk about his revealing and deeply personal new HBO comedy special, Rathaniel. Please welcome Gerard Carmichael.
Wow. That's nice.
Gerard Carmichael.
What a nice warm hug.
I've missed you, man. It's been too long. Congratulations on not just, man, you know, you've always been funny. You know this, and you've always been one of my favorite comedians. And I think you know this. I don't say this just because you're here now. But, like, your special is one of the... It's a tightrope walk. That's the best way I'd put it.
You know, where
you're watching comedy, and you're watching somebody balancing, and there's a tightrope, and there's no net, and there's moments where I was going like, oh, Gerard, maybe you should just stop, man. Don't say that. And you're saying it, and you feel the crowd going with you because they're shocked. They don't know ahead of time. And the crowd is shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
They've come to see Gerard Carmichael. And then you go, I'm gay and my name's not even Gerard.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's just, imagine how my therapist feels. No, it was, Yeah, I don't know. I felt like, who am I to talk about all these other things, you know, out in the world? Like, you know, actually, who am I? Let's start there, right?
Oh,
self-exploration, I think comedy stand-up has room for.
Yes.
You know, and it's so much, I'm like so inundated with other forms of comedy that I just felt like a long form interior story would be.
You know, you talk in the special, you know, that part where you talk about like your mom, and I related to that in that like your mom is very religious.
Yeah.
You and your mom were best friends.
Yeah.
You come out as gay and then your mom goes, I don't know how to decipher, because I'm Jesus on the one hand and how I've been taught religion, and then you on the other hand. Mm-hmm. But you're processing that in real time. Why did you choose to do that instead of going, you know what, I'll figure this out, and then 5 years down the line, I'll do a special about it?
Well, it's something for all of life's problems, you don't know if or when you'll ever have the answer. Using the profession that we chose, mm-hmm. like I talk about my life. I don't know. I have an opportunity to go and make it into a show, and so I did it. Yeah, like it real time. I mean, to me, that's what makes it. I mean, it's interesting in a way. I mean, you know, it's kind of like music. I think in that, like, it captures a moment, like just like it's the emotion is more specific because mm-hmm. it's happening in real time, because it's actual things that I'm feeling and going through. Like, yeah, I think I kind of thought of it like an album in a way.
I loved how it felt. Not just like you were processing it. It felt like you made us, the audience, process it with you at the same time. That's what I loved about it.
Yeah.
Because you know, sometimes you watch a show and it's neatly tied up in a bow.
Yeah.
And then when I was watching this, I was sitting at home going like, Gerard, how do I help you fix this? Because it's happening.
No,
really.
Hold on. I think it's funny too, and I should say that, because I could feel, if you haven't seen it, like people are just like, Jesus Christ, he just tells us all of his problems, and then it's my problem. You know, like, it's like, I think it's kind of funny.
It's also amazing, though, because we're in the thing. You could feel it in the room, for instance.
Yeah.
You could feel the audience with you. I, you know, even how you, in honestly the most natural, seamless way, you even delve into homophobia, just like in the black community, for instance.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you try coming out to a room full of black people. That shit's hard, bro. Like, I was like, ooh, there's a lot of... Yeah, no, just going into it, because you can feel like the reaction is kind of shocking. You know, people who were fans of mine or people who knew me, some people in my personal life didn't know.
Do those people feel like you betrayed them in some way? Did they feel like you tricked them?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. How much time we got? In a way I did, right? Like I was in the closet and a bit duplicitous by nature of, like, I was lying about certain aspects of my being just out of, I mean, I could justify it and say it's for self-protection, and it's definitely because I was scared. But, you know, I think my friendships are able to be actual friendships now. Mm-hmm. Like, my relationships are actually real now, because I'm not hiding anything, because I don't have, like, a hand behind my back.
I love
you
that,
can't
man.
Give someone a full hug, you know, if you're, like, concealing something, so.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, that's
wow.
Yeah.
I feel like the special showed us a different side of you. I've seen that side of you as a person before, but it was almost like that was the side that you just chose to fully expose. What I was really intrigued by was the fact that you kept in the moments where you spoke to the audience in the special, because there was a point where, I mean, we saw that in the clip, but there's literally points where the audience just goes, hey, man, like one of the most poignant things I wanted to ask you about that was, the audience member said to you, you say it took you time to accept yourself and to come out. Mm-hmm. And they said, have you thought about maybe you should be able to give your mom time mm-hmm. to accept what is happening? Mm-hmm. And you gave a very beautiful answer. People should just watch it to get it. What I wanted to ask you off of that was, has your mom watched the special? Has your family watched? Has anyone watched the special and then had like a different perspective? Or have they said, man, I didn't think of it that way until I watched you say it like this?
my niece reached out. I made the special. A lot of what's in the special is that I'm gay, and it's a thing that goes largely unacknowledged in my family, right? For whatever reasons, religious reasons. And my niece texted me, probably, I guess it came out at midnight, by 1 to 2 a.m. She sent me a text just saying, I'm very happy for you. Thanks for saying how you feel. I'm glad you did it so I don't have to wonder. And it was really beautiful. It was the kind of sense of acknowledgement that I think I was seeking in many ways. And that was really beautiful. And I'm focusing on that because, you know, the rift with my family is real and it happens. And it's something that you learn to kind of deal with. Life kind of sometimes can be a bit bittersweet because at a time in my life where I'm receiving a lot of love, there's a certain amount of isolation that I'm enduring, I guess. I'm saying all that to say that my niece's love and response was very beautiful, and it gave me a lot of hope, and I'm very thankful for her. I'm very, very thankful for her. Yeah.
I'm thankful for you, my man.
Thank you, bro.
And I mean
this. This is nice. I'm really happy for you.
It's been so long. I'm glad to see you again. Congratulations on everything. SNL was amazing. Congratulations on the special.
Thank you.
People, if you haven't seen it, truly a special. Rathaniel is streaming now on HBO Max. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Well, that's our show for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. But before we go, Team Rubicon mobilizes veterans to help people prepare, respond, and recover from disasters. They're on the ground right now supporting internally displaced persons inside Ukraine. So if you can, please donate at the link below to support them in their work. Until tomorrow, stay safe out there. And remember, if you've lost anything in New York recently, ask Zach, because he's got the best eyes in town.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.